Good afternoon and welcome to Live with Pastor Al. Got a Bible question? Wondering what to make of current events? Call now, toll free at 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. Now, open your Bibles, open your minds, and join the conversation with your host, Pastor Al Davis.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to the broadcast today. And as you can tell already, this is not Pastor Al Davis. This is Pastor John Lutz filling in for Pastor Davis. He is still down under the weather. He's doing much, much better. Some of you know he had to be hospitalized, and he is actually, Lord willing, coming home. Maybe he's on his way home right now. I'm not sure, but certainly we're still praying for him to continue to recover. But it's always a privilege to sit in with you and sit in for him regarding the his broadcast, and the privilege of sitting in on Sunday night for him as well last Sunday night, and that was a joy to do that. But he did want me to let you know that the Bible study is still planning on going on tonight at 7 o'clock over at the Holiday Inn Express at 5171 Brecksville Road, of course, right in Richfield there. You can always go to his website, bbc.maplenoel.us, bbc.maplenoel.us, and there's a lot more information there of about the Bible studies and church services and those type of things. So I know they would really appreciate you to stop on by and visit with them and join them for church for all of their services as well. But we're certainly, again, praying for Pastor Al. Hopefully he's been on some, I think that remdesivir, I think is what they call it, and it's done wonders for him. So we're so thankful that God has raised him back up and healing him up with that. So we praise the Lord for that. You know, and while I've been meaning to do this, I filled in for Pastor Al last week and again Sunday night, and one of his sponsors is East Coast Pizza. Brother Gus over there, I know Gus very well. And I'm going to tell you, I've been meaning to say this because I had some the other day, a couple weeks ago. It is phenomenal pizza. I mean, you're missing out. You need to go over and see Gus over at East Coast Pizza. He's at 4889 Turney Road. And go visit him. He's right across from the Garfield Heights High School, 216-341-9100, 216-341-9100. What a great man. He loves the Lord. But, man, he makes a good pizza. And my family loves it. When my daughter comes home, my daughter goes to Bible college. And so when she is home, there's one request that always, well, there's two requests. There's V's chicken on the east side, but also, Dad, can you go get Gus's pizza? And it is phenomenal. It's really worth the drive. Stop on over there and see Gus and support him. It's a local business and just makes phenomenal food. He's got all kinds of different stuff there, but just stop by and see him. I've been meaning to he's been such a blessing to my family and I over the years, and I just wanted to let him know how much I appreciate him and go support him. It's worth the drive over there. Well, we were talking about in the last half hour on our show and for the cause of Christ, we went through some things about the Declaration of Independence, and I think in the time in which we're living, we ought to be really, really familiar with our founding documents. We ought to know the Declaration of Independence. Boy, you know, most of us have heard little phrases of it, but you go through in the indictments against and the list of the causes for which they separate themselves from one political band to another and assume the just powers that people are entitled to and nations are entitled to. And you see the accusations and the causes for which they have separated from the king and established our own nation. Unfortunately, there's a lot of parallels to what's going on today. We're not completely there, but you can see where this is headed. But anyway, we're going to get into Psalm 37 at this time. And I think it kind of goes along with this because the ideas to me in Psalm 37, there's one verse in here that kind of stands out that I want to use, but we're going to look at the rest of the chapter. But the one verse in verse 23 of Psalm 37 says this: "The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth in his way." Now, you may talk to individuals and say, well, what does that verse mean? And many will look at the fact of the words good man. And they'll say, well, a good man, you know, he follows the steps of the Lord. That's how that is generally interpreted. Well, the good man, he's following the steps of the Lord. And there may be some principle to that, but you're missing the context of the scripture. And here's the context of the scripture. That the steps that are ordered by the Lord, okay, the steps that are ordered by the Lord, they produce a good man. So the idea is, if I follow the steps, I will become the good man that God wants me to become. So it's not good men looking at it, because there is none good. There's none righteous, no, not one. And in fact, the one young ruler came to Jesus, says, good master, what must I do to inherit eternal life? And Jesus says, why callest thou me good? Say, why would he say that? Well, because he said that, because that ruler, whoever that was judging Jesus by his own goodness. In his mind, he was a good boy. In his mind, he was a good ruler. In his mind, he was a good human being. Jesus says, go keep the commandments. He says, well, I've kept them since my youth. But that's a lie. None of us have kept the laws of God since our youth. And so Jesus said, oh, okay. Well, go sell everything you have and come and follow me. And the man walked away sorrowful. Why? Because the man thought he was a good man. He thought he was good enough to merit heaven. He was just missing something. Jesus basically said, oh, you've kept the whole law. You're perfect according to the law. Well, only the Son of God is. So, you know, hey, come follow me. Sell everything you got, because this is what the Son of Man does. And he walked away sorrowful because he wouldn't acknowledge the truth about himself. So when we read a verse like this, the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. When you see a good man, you know that they have followed the steps that God have ordered. So the steps of a good man are designed to produce, those steps are that are ordered by the Lord are designed to produce the good man. They are designed to preserve the good man, that he would keep the good man in the goodness of the Lord. And that those steps are designed to prosper good men, to bless them. That's the idea. God wants to bless us. So he's provided steps for us to follow in order to receive his blessings. So many today don't want to follow the steps, but they want God's blessings. You know, they want God to forgive our sin, to hear from heaven and heal our land, but they don't want to seek his face. They don't want to pray. They don't want to humble themselves, and they don't want to turn from their wicked way, but they want the blessing of what God does. That's foolishness, my friend. And what we need today are some good men and some good women that are simply willing to follow the steps. That's all they need to do. Follow the steps. Well, what are the steps? Well, I think the steps are laid out for us in general principles here right in Psalm 37. So let me give you the steps as we'll go through these. Number one, in verse number one, it says, fret not thyself because of evildoers. Now, what does fret mean? Fret means to rub, to wear away, to agitate, to be disturbed, to vex oneself. So fret not. Don't vex yourself. Don't disturb. Don't agitate yourself. Don't get so overly anxious because evildoers. Neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity. Envy is always rooted in hate. Oh, I hate them. I hate how they're prospering. I hate what they've got. That's envy. Fret not because thyself because of evildoers. And boy, let's just be honest. There are real evildoers in our land and in our world. There always have been. There are those that are following Satan. There's no doubt about it. And it's not necessarily blatant all the time. It's very subtle. For his ministers can be transformed into the ministers of righteousness. And they look the part. But boy, there's real evil going on. Don't fret. Don't worry. Don't get vexed. Don't allow it to wear you away. Don't allow you to burrow away in a cave and be so anxious and so scared and so fearful of evildoers. You say, well, why, preacher? Well, for they soon shall be cut down like the grass and wither as the green herb. Nobody's gotten away with anything. We get frustrated because people get away with stuff in this life. You're not getting away with it in the next life. You're not getting away with anything. You can look at these politicians and say, man, they're really going to get it. What about you? What do you think you're getting away with? You're not going to stand before God and say, well, the so-and-so did this and so-and-so did this. Let every man give account of himself before God. You better worry about yourself, my friend, and make sure you're right with God. Make sure you're following the steps. But the Bible says here that fret not. So number one is good men don't fear or fret evil men. They fight them. Good men don't fear or fret evil men. They fight them. They fight evil. They fight against evil. Well, you know, bless God, we're in the church age and we just need to, you know, we just need to love them. And we just, well, you're supposed to love the lie or you're supposed to love the truth? Because I thought we were supposed to have our loins girt about with truth. I thought we were supposed to have our breastplates of righteousness on. I thought we were supposed to have our feet ready, prepared to preach the gospel in any circumstance, in any difficulty. I thought we were supposed to put on the helmet of salvation, take the shield of faith and the sword of the spirit and go do battle for the truth. Listen, good men, they don't fear or fret evil men because they know those evil men are just as accountable to God as they are. So don't fret, don't fear. Get up and fight. Fight the right way. Fight. Endure hardness as a good soldier. Know what the truth is. Preach the truth. Teach the truth. Share the truth. Live the truth. The truth is what makes people free from the bondage of fear and from the bondage of evildoers. You think Paul was in bondage to evildoers when he was put in jail for preaching the gospel? He was singing praises to God at midnight. He wasn't fretting what was going on around him. Good men don't fear or fret evil men. Verse number 3, trust in the Lord and do good. So shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. So good men trust in the Lord and do good. They trust in the Lord. They put their faith in the Lord. And they do good. They seek to do good. You know, we know that nobody gets saved because of their goodness. It's impossible. You and I are not good enough to go to heaven. You have to be perfect to go to heaven. The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. And so I heard one preacher say it this way. There's two ways to go to heaven. You can be perfect, or you can trust Jesus Christ. And since we all fall short of the glory of God, which is God's perfection, we all have to go the other way, and that's through Jesus. And no man cometh unto the Father but by me, Jesus said. But do you think God wants you to be good afterwards? Do you think once he saves you, he wants you to be a good man or a good woman? Absolutely. I mean, it's ludicrous to think, well, bless God, I'm saved. I'm just, there's nobody good. I hope our church is filled with good people. I hope my community I live in is filled with good people. I want my politicians to be good people. So those that good men, they find joy in the Lord. They trust in the Lord and do good. Second, and the next point is this. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. Good men find joy in the Lord. They find their joy in the Lord. They don't have to go outside of the Lord to find some happiness. They find it completely contented with God. I was thinking about Psalm 23 this morning. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. That means I won't lack a thing. I won't have any lack when the Lord is my shepherd. And then you look at the next few verses. What has he given us? He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He gives us green pastures to lie down on. Even though all the barrenness of the world, the curse on the earth, he's always going to have green pastures for you to dwell on. He'll sustain you. He's always going to be there for you. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. How about this one? Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. You know, when your enemies are there, you're not necessarily going to go out in front of them and sit down and have a meal because they're going to want to kill you. But it shows you the peace, and it shows you the contentment, and it shows you the confidence that you have. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. You know, as David was being persecuted, he would say this, one thing I have desired, that I may behold his beauty and dwell in his temple all the days of my life. That's where real joy is found. And good men, they find joy in the Lord. Here's another one. Commit thy way unto the Lord, trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. And he shall bring forth thy righteousness as the light, and thy judgment as the noonday. Good men commit their ways of living and loving unto the Lord. They commit their ways of living and loving unto the Lord. You know, when you follow the steps that are ordered of the Lord, look at what verse 6 says. And he shall bring forth thy righteousness as the light. His righteousness that we are exercising, that we are obeying, that we are doing, brings forth light. Now, remember Jesus said, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. So what's important to understand here is God gets the glory for the good works. When you start to think you're the good one, you're going to start bragging on yourself. You're going to start telling people how good you are. And that's called pride. It's called arrogance. It's called haughtiness, boasting. But when it's God's righteousness, we can tell people, hey, this is God's righteousness. This is God's light. This is God's goodness. And so good men, they commit their ways of living and loving unto the Lord. We find here in verse number 7, rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. Again, fret not thyself because of him who prospereth in his way, because of the man who bringeth wicked devices to pass. Cease from anger and forsake wrath. So rest in the Lord. Good men rest. Stay contented. They're rest, at rest with God's promises for the past, for the present, and for the future. Do you ever find it difficult to understand, what do we do here? Man, we know the Lord's coming, and we know things are going to get really bad before the Lord comes. But what are we supposed to do in the meantime? And we could sit around and we could say, well, the Lord's coming tomorrow. The Lord's coming next week. You don't know that. I don't know that. We know he's coming. We absolutely know he's coming. There's never a doubt whether he's coming or not. But what do we do in the meantime? Well, do we stand up and we stand up and speak out? Do we stand up and fight? And what do we do? What's our place? Where do we stand? Well, the Bible is very clear. You stand against things. Stand against the wiles of the devil. What are the wiles of the devil? The principalities, the powers, the spiritual wickedness in high places, and the rulers of the darkness of this world. Stand against, stand against, stand against, stand against. Stay contented in God's promises. They're sure and true and righteous altogether. That's what good men do. That's what you follow, your steps of a good man or order of the Lord. When you follow the steps that are ordered, you're going to learn how to trust God's promises for the past, for the present, for the future. It says, cease from anger and forsake wrath. Fret not thyself in any wise to do evil. Good men, listen to me, good men know how to control their anger and let go of being vengeful. Of being vengeful. We're not called to vengeance. Vengeance is mine, saith the Lord. It's God's job to revenge upon evil. Our job is to obey God. And when we obey God, that's what helps to resist the evil. That's how you resist evil and resist tyranny, by obeying God. It's not out of vengeance. We're not trying to get back at somebody. We're trying to do what's right. Not vengeance when you do what's right. But they know, good men, what you learn when you follow the steps that are ordered of the Lord. you find out that they know, good men know how to control their anger and use it in the right way. You say, well, preacher, anger is a sin. No, it's not. Nowhere in the Bible does it say anger is a sin. If anger is a sin, then the Bible says the Lord is angry with the wicked every day. Then you just made the Lord a sinner. No, God just knows how to use anger properly. And there is a right place and a right time for anger. We should spend a whole lot more time getting mad at the devil, getting mad at sin, and getting mad of our constant failures and revenge against those things, according to 2 Corinthians, chapter number 10, I believe it is. Maybe chapter 7, I can't remember exactly, but where it talks about godly sorrow worketh unto repentance. And it lists right down there, part of repentance is revenging the evil that you're repenting of. Use the anger constructively, using it in the right way. Good men know how to do that. They cease from anger and forsake wrath. They let go of being vengeful. And just for sake of time, we're not going to go through the rest of the many verses, but I do want to jump down to verse 27, where it says, depart from evil and do good and dwell forevermore. So good men, the steps that are ordered of the Lord, produce good men, and good men depart from evil to do that which is right. You say, well, how do I depart from evil? The fear of the Lord teaches you to hate evil, to put away from you the froward mouth and the perverse person. Good men depart from evil to do that which is right. You know, the Bible says when truth has fallen in the streets and equity cannot enter in, it says they that depart from evil make themselves a prey. So you do the right thing in a society that's doing the wrong thing, you're going to have a mark upon you. And certainly we're living in that time right now. But good men, they depart from evil and they do that which is right. Verse 34 says, wait on the Lord and keep his way, and he shall exalt thee to inherit the land. When the wicked are cut off, thou shalt see it. Good men wait on God and don't allow worldly people or circumstances to deter them from living for God. You know, the Bible says, answer not a fool according to his folly, lest thou be like unto him, but answer a fool according to his folly, lest he be wise in his own conceit. That means the old phrase, don't fight fire with fire, you fight fire with water. And the same thing is true. You don't resort to the evil to do evil against them. You do what's right, and that is going to be the judgment and the justice against them. Good men wait on God and don't allow worldly people or circumstances to deter them from living for God. And let me give you this last one quickly. Verse 37 says, mark the perfect man and behold the upright, for the end of that man is peace. Good men follow upright men. They follow those who are upright. This administration that is in right now are not upright. There is no integrity with them. They are bent on destroying everything that is good with our country. Don't follow them. In fact, Solomon writes in Proverbs number 1, don't, if they entice you to go along with them, don't you go along with them. Don't go along. If sinners entice thee, consent thou not. It says, my son, walk not thou in the way with them. Refrain thy foot from their path, for their feet run to evil and make haste to shed blood. Good men follow upright men. There's upright men around us, men that want to do the right thing and are doing the right thing. I believe our former president was one of those men. See, some of you are so focused on his past, you can't even see all the good things that have been done in our country. Laundry list of accomplishments, good things. I don't know if he's a saved man or not, but I know this, the steps that have been following were ordered of the Lord. Truth, right, goodness, and we were reaping the consequences of, or the blessings of it. Good men are produced by the steps that are ordered of the Lord. I want to be one of those good men. I want you to be one of those good men. I want you to be one of those good women. But you can't do it apart from the steps of the Lord. So follow his steps. All of us follow his steps. And goodness will be a part of our life, and it'll benefit those around us. Well, I want to thank you so much for listening. Again, say prayers for Pastor Al. He should be getting home today, this afternoon. Bible study still at 7 o'clock tonight. Be there. And thanks for listening. And Lord willing, we'll see you next week. God bless.
You've just listened to Live with Pastor Al. To learn more about Pastor Al Davis and Live with Pastor Al, visit our website at livewithpastoral.com. That's livewithpastoral.com. You can also like us on Facebook or listen to past programs at livewithpastoral.com. Pastor Al Davis invites you to visit him at the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio, Sunday morning at 11 or Sunday evening at 6. Or you can join us for our Friday night Bible study tonight from 7 to 9. The Bible Baptist Church meets at the Richfield Holiday Inn Express at 5171 Brecksville Road in Richfield. You can contact Pastor Al by writing to Pastor Al Davis at P.O. Box 452, Richfield, Ohio 44286. Or you can email Pastor Al at pastoral@maplenoel.us. Join us for more live conversation this Sunday night from 11 to midnight and again next Friday afternoon from 1:30 to 2 right here on AM 1220 The Word. Live with Pastor Al has been brought to you by the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio.